Zach Kramer with his only points tonight, coming at a critical time, and it's a three. Harbor Beach 57, USA 54. Seaman from the right elbow for the jump shot. This one's good for two.
That was a huge bucket also.
Andrew Seaman with 14 points at 59-54. Harbor Beach by five. 2:55, wind left in the fourth, and Seaman steals the pass. And then for Harris, one-on-one. Seaman goes up for the shot. He is fouled on the way up by Beachy, and he'll be handing the line for two. That'll be the eighth team foul on USA. Fouls on Jake Beachy, his fourth. So Grant Harris and Jake Beachy both have four fouls for USA with just under 3 minutes to play in this one in Harbor Beach. Seaman at the line, shooting two, and the first one's good. He's now 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Has 5 points alone in this fourth quarter for 15. And I jinxed him off the front of the iron on the second one. Here comes USA. Trailing by six, 60-54, 2:40 left in the fourth in Harbor Beach. Dan Rick nearly loses the ball over to Jake Beach from the left wing. Being guarded by Kraft. Harbor Beach back now into the man-to-man. Beachy goes up to the layup, and he's fouled on the way, and he will be hanging the line for two. Fouls against number four, Colin Cook of Harbor Beach, is second. Team six, the rest of the way out, USA will be shooting two free throws. And anyway, Jake Beach in line shooting two on the shooting foul. First one, no good, rimmed out twice. And score remains 60-54.
He wanted to drop, but it just kind of just rimmed right out.
Second free throw for Jake Beachy. This one's good. He now has 7 points. Three of those in the fourth. 60-55, a 5-point game, a 2-possession game. USA right in the neck of things here. 2:18 to play in the fourth. Eli Kraft slowing things down over to Josh Shelke on the left wing. Back to Eli Kraft on the right wing. Andrew Seaman on the right wing. Dribbles right down to the right post. Goes up with a shot. Good no call there as Ballard flopped. And missed the free throw. Layup, excuse me. And Harbridge gets the offensive. Andrew Seaman, top of the key, dribbling against Jake Beachy. 1:50 left. Eli Kraft on the right wing now. Getting a little chippy out there on both sides. Foul by USA 8, Harbor Beach 6. 1:43 left, and now we have a whistle. And Aaron Gither stepped on the line. Strong defense from USA. Jake Beachy will be inbounding this one to Dan Rick. Harbor Beach bringing a full court press. 1:42 left, 60-55. Harbor Beach by 5 from USA. We have a timeout call by USA. It's getting close to the 5-second call. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here.
I measured it, Clark. It was about 4.37 seconds when he got the timeout call.
Okay, 4.37 seconds for Team USA over here. Trailing by 5 to Harbor Beach, 60-55. What is Mark Gainforth staying up for this team? Harbor Beach showing a full court press for the first time tonight.
Well, the first thing, obviously, with the press, you got to get the ball in bounds. So he's got to call his best play on that. But offensively, anytime the Harbor Beach has ball, they're going to be putting the ball in the ice box or making it about a 95% shot, which is like a layup. And he knows that. That's going to just take time off the clock, and he realizes that his team only has so many opportunities. So what he's got to do right now is his team, first option, quick-hitting offense. I like the idea of having Ballard on the outside, taking a shot, going inside. There's a lot of options for them. Rick has been tough tonight, and I'll tell you who's really been tough is Jake Beachy, too,
with
Zach Kramer.
With this game tonight playing on a Monday, Ubley and Cass City are both in the stands filming this one. 1:35 left. USA breaks the press, trails by 5. Dan Rick over to Jake Beachy, top of the key, over to the right corner to Kramer, being guarded by Shelke. Now Cook. Back in the left corner, wide open for three is Rick, and it's good. Dan Rick, very timely once again. First points in the second half. He now has 16 with a three. It's a 2-point game. 1:15 left. Hang on to your seat.
Once in one zone that USA is showing right now, that's going to have a trap option to it.
Now USA with their infamous mystical chant of USA. 60 seconds left. Eli Kraft with the ball. 60-58. It's Zach Kramer guarding Eli Kraft on the right wing. Now Andrew Seaman being double-teamed in the corner. And USA comes up with a steal, but Brendan Ballard can't hang on, but Josh Shelby goes up for two, and now it's a four-point game. 45 seconds left. Josh Shelby with his only points tonight, very timely. 42 seconds left. USA trails by four, 62-58. Jake Beach is out of the key. Now to Dan Rick for three. Out of the key. This one's short, slightly stiff. And now they say Grant Harris went up for the putback, and he was fouled. Fouls on number 40 for Harbor Beach. Andrew Seaman is first, team seventh. At the line shooting two is number 15, Grant Harris. He has 4 points in the night. He's already made two free throws on two attempts. 33.8 seconds left and misses the first free throw. Both coaches yelling at their teams, barking instructions. 62-58. Harbor Beach by four, 33.8 seconds left in the game.
USA would love to see this go in to go ahead and set up a pressure false for.
And this second free throw is good. It's now a 3-point game, one possession. 32 seconds left. And Aaron gives a break to the press. Dribbling around. Over to Andy. And it's stolen by Zach Kramer on an errant pass. And now they foul Andrew Seaman with 22.8 seconds left, sending him to the line for 1-1. It's the ninth team foul. Fouls on number 11, Zach Kramer, his second for USA. So the rest of the way out here on the next foul, Harbor Beach will be shooting two shots regardless. Number 31, Hayden Ewald checks in for USA, not quite sure who he is supposed to replace. And Grant Harris is going to come out. 22.8 seconds left of the line, shooting 1-1 is Andrew Seaman. He missed his last free throw. Before that, he was 5-for-5. 22.8 seconds left, first one's good. And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stick out with you here, John. John, what is Harbor Beach setting up here? Are they going for a nine? Are they going for a last shot? Are they have?
They're going to put the ball in the ice box. What they have right now is a two-possession lead. They're not going to go ahead and expose the ball any more than they have to. What USA needs right now is the ball, and they need the ball quickly. 22 seconds is going to go by pretty quick. So, and as well as they've been shooting from the three-point line with Zach Kramer, and also with Daniel Rick, you know, they've got to get in their hands quickly. Get that shot off.
22.8 seconds left. Harbor Beach 63, USA 59. We're currently in the center of the free throws here. Andrew Seaman hit his first of two on the single bonus. Andrew Seaman has hit four free throws on five attempts in this fourth quarter alone. He also has a field goal. So he has 16. Aaron Gibson has 17. We, regardless of that story in the fourth, but Brendan Ballard just chocolating it up. He has 26 points. Second free throw coming here for Andrew Seaman. Jim goes deathly silent. Leading by four, trying to make it five, and he does. Harbor Beach comes out in the full court press. They pass it into Dan Rick. 20 seconds left. Leading, trailing by five. Dan Rick goes down to the right block, and he is fouled by Eli Kraft. Kraft believes he had all ball. Little contact there against him. Will send Dan Rick to the line. He has not shot a free throw yet tonight, but he has 16 points. First on Eli Kraft tonight. That's the 18th foul. First free throw is up, and it's good. Now with 17 points for Dan Rick. Second one coming. At 64-60, USC trails by only 4 points. It was 16.8 seconds left. And the second one's good. Now a 3-point game. Brand Harris will be checking in here. And he is replacing Zach Kramer.
Still one possession ball game. It's going to keep away.
Aaron Githers passing this one in. It's a full court press, and they're calling a timeout. 30-second timeout for Harbor Beach. As Ron Rubel put to talk things over, didn't like something he saw. A little confusion, as half the court didn't see the timeout being called by Ron Rubel.
Well, he's going to calmly remind his guys that, you know, guys, we've got a lead, 3-point lead, one possession. Really, right now, the clock is the enemy. The only thing he would want right now is, like you said, like a 95% chance, 100% chance, something that's a sure thing. and that's nothing more than an uncontested layup. At this time, what we're going to do is see a foul. Ellers,